Amen. Let's jump into the word of the Lord this morning. Two places of scripture we're going to read. And I have to give a disclaimer this morning because one of two things happened. A year ago, I ministered and we ministered on the way of growth. And I said a year ago that this time next year, which is now, your life will not be the same again. So on Monday evening, I was pleasantly and beautifully reminded of that prophetic word we released here in the church. I received a beautiful testimony from one of the brothers in our church, and he said this. He said, "Pastor, this time last year, this is the word you released." And he said, "In that same time, my wife and I were standing on the verge of divorce." He says, "We were done with one another. We were planning to let go of our relationship." He says, "But look at the Lord a year later. Family is restored. Children and family are healthy. Relationship with the wife has gone to a whole different level. They are actively involved in the house of the Lord." So look at your neighbor, ask them, "Are you better off a year from last year? Are you better off? Are you better off? Are you better off?" So that's the first disclaimer. So then the second disclaimer is, in terms of the disclaimer, is how the sermon changed. I just want to say how the sermon changed. So the second disclaimer is, I'm driving with Gia on this Tuesday morning, and she says to me, normally we play the worship track and the worship playlist. She says, "Daddy, can I play you a song?" And I said, "No, play me a song." Now, I thought it's going to be one of these funny songs. But she pulls out a song by Victoria Orenze, which says, "Too Oiled." Too oiled. And I'm listening to the song, and I said, "No, Lord, why are you changing the sermon for this morning now?" So there's two things. So firstly, it is the manifestation of the prophetic utterances that we have said that comes to fulfillment. And the second thing is to remind you this morning that you are too oiled. That to remind you after 20 years of celebrations. I mean, when we watched the first night and they showed us all the mighty men of God that has been at this church, I even said to Bishop, "I forgot some of the people that came through to be at this church, preaching from this platform, preaching from our powerful pulpit." I want to remind you this morning that you are too oiled. There has been an outflow of God's anointing on this church. That means that we need to step up into the next dimension. We need to step up into the next dimension of what God's glory is for our church. So two portions of scripture we're going to read right now. The first is from John chapter 17, verse 14 to 19. The second one will be from Luke chapter 4, verse 18 to verse 20. John chapter 17 from the Amplified reads, "I have given to them your word, the message you gave me. And the world has hated them because they are not of the world and do not belong to the world. Just as I am not of the world and do not belong to it, I do not ask you to take them out of the world, but that you keep them and protect them from the evil one." So Jesus says to his disciples, this is the high priestly prayer of John chapter 17. Jesus is on Mount Olive with his disciples yet again. And now he is praying for his disciples and he's praying for you and I. He's praying for those that would come after the disciples have gone into all the world and go and spread the gospel. And what he prays for is this specifically, that you protect them from the evil one. Then he says, "They are not of the world, just as I am not of the world. Sanctify them in truth. Set them apart for your purposes. Make them holy. Your word is truth. Just as you commissioned and sent me into the world, I have also commissioned and sent them, believers, into the world. For their sake, I sanctify myself to do your will. so that they may also be sanctified, set apart, dedicated, made holy in your truth. What Jesus is praying and what we must take from this is, Lord, protect them from the evil one because I am sending them into the world. Protect them from the evil one because there is a commissioning that I'm placing on their lives. Protect them from the evil one because I am changing the very trajectory of their understanding and their purpose in life. I ask you, O Lord, to sanctify them, to set them apart so that they must understand they are in the world, but they're not of the world. They are in the world, but they must not sound like the world. They are in the world, but they must not take on the characteristics of this world. You are setting them apart in the midst of everything that the world will throw at them. And all I'm asking of you is to protect them. All I'm asking of you is to keep them safe. Then let's jump to Luke chapter 4, 18 to 20. From the King James, it says, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He hath sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord." And he closed the book, and he gave it again to the minister, and sat down. And the eyes of all of them that were in the synagogue were fastened on him. Today I am saying to the church, in the understanding that we are too oiled, in the understanding that Jesus himself prays for you, we know this. John 17 tells us he prays for us. Hebrews, in the book of Hebrews, in the book of Ephesians, we are told that Jesus prays for us daily. He prays and makes intercession for us every minute of the day. Therefore, I'm here to announce to the church that we must arise as a church in the greater victory that God has for us. We overcome by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of our testimony. We are not victims of circumstance. We are victors in Christ Jesus. And the message that God has laid upon my heart this morning is one that will say to us, yes, you are in this world. Yes, you partake daily of this world. Yes, there are difficulties that will come with being in this world. But you must understand, you are an ambassador of the kingdom of heaven. You are an ambassador of the will of God. You are an ambassador of heaven more than you are placed in this world. Yes, our citizenship is made. We are South Africans. And let me tell you, it's a good thing to be a South African. You can travel anywhere in this world. You will come back and you will say, it is better here than it is anywhere else. I want you to understand, you may have citizenship in a country, but you are stamped under the blood of heaven, under the covenant of God, and you are called to be victorious. You are commissioned. He says, I pray that you don't take them out of the world. It's not possible. It's not possible to be taken out of the world unless we put you on a rocket ship and shoot you to the moon and shoot you to Mars. But remember, it's a one-way ticket. You'll never come back. It's not possible to take you out of the cares of this world. It's not possible to take you out of the sicknesses and the illnesses and the struggles and the troubles and the circumstances of this world. It's not possible to cut yourself off from what happens in this world, the news and the negativity and the difficulty. But Jesus says, Lord, all I pray is you put your hand on them. That means that even when I am in this world and I'm walking into a workplace that is negative and a workplace where the environment is toxic, when I walk into a workplace where there may be cries and fears and struggles and troubles, I know the hand of the Lord is upon me. That means that when I walk in and God's hand is on me, You must understand that God will not let you falter because I am here. You must understand that God will not let this company go down because I am here, because His hand is on me. So Siloam, understand this. God is calling us to a greater place of victory. Jesus stands up. He reads the scroll of Isaiah, rolls it up, hands it back. He sits down with the full weight of heaven's authority upon him. All eyes are fixed on him. You know why? Because the anointing was thick and palpable in that room. This is not a historical moment. This is an everyday moment for the church. This is an everyday reality of the church. We are the body of Christ. The continuation of his ministry on the earth. The same spirit that rested upon Jesus now rests upon us. And because of that, we are too oiled to be tangled in the webs of the world's troubles. We are too anointed to cower in fear. We are too empowered by the oil of the Holy Spirit to settle for less. Look at your neighbor, say, you are too oiled to settle for less. Can I go deeper? You are too oiled to settle for less. That's why, Owen, next year, this time, when you walk down that aisle, she must understand, I have not settled for something that is not of God. I have not settled for a man that don't know how to pray. I have not settled for a man that don't understand that when things are not well, we don't go to others. We go to the Lord in prayer. I am not settling for anything less. Don't settle, young lady, for a man that lifts his hands at you. If he can lift his hands in worship, then you are the man for me. But don't settle for anything less than God's best for your life. You are too oiled. You are too blessed. But Pastor, time is ticking. The clock is ticking. He is a redeemer of time. He's a redeemer of people. He's a redeemer of purpose. In Scripture, oil represents the Holy Spirit. The anointing that breaks the yoke, Isaiah 10 and 27. It's the same oil that poured out on Aaron the high priest until it overflowed, Psalm 133 and 2. It's the oil that filled the lamps in the tabernacle, keeping the light burning bright through the night. And Jesus says, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me. The word anointed in Greek is krio, from which we get Christ the Anointed One. Jesus was oiled up. Jesus was saturated. Jesus was drenched in the power of God. And guess what? When he ascended, he poured out that same oil on the church at Pentecost. We receive the promise of the Father. So church, if you are born again, if you are baptized in the Holy Spirit, you are oiled for God's greatness. You are oiled in overflow. You are oiled excessively. You are oiled uncontainably. So number one, the victorious church preaches the gospel to the poor because we are too oiled for poverty mindsets. We are too oiled for poverty mindsets. We preach the gospel to the poor. He says, he hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. Who are the poor? Not just those without money, but those with an impoverished spirit, those trapped in lack, those that the world has written off. But church, we are not poor. We are the prosperous in God. God has been too good to us. He has been blessed us with every spiritual blessing in heavenly places. We are heirs of God and joint heirs to the kingdom. The silver and the gold are His. He has made us kings and priests. The stock market may tumble, but our heavenly account is overflowing. We are too oil to beg. We are too oil to borrow. We are too oil to steal. We preach the gospel to the poor because we live in the power of His prosperous gospel. We demonstrate abundance so that others can see the goodness of God. Tell your neighbor, I'm too oiled to beg. I'm too oiled to borrow. I'm too oiled to steal. The world is in panic. The world is filled with anxiety, filled with fear and stress. But we, the victorious church, we are too oiled. We're sowing seeds into the kingdom. We're building arcs of revival. We're feeding the hungry, not out of our lack, but out of the surplus of God's goodness. God has been too good to this church. He parted the Red Sea for us. He brought us through valleys of death and seated us in heavenly places, far above all principalities and powers. So church, take up your rightful place. You are a provider. You are not a pauper. Somebody say, I'm a provider. I am not a pauper. I am too oil for poverty. I am too oil for lack. I am too oil to not have. The wealth of the wicked is stored up for the just. And let the church say amen. Say, I'm too oil. I'm too oil. I've got the prosperous hand of God upon my life. I am too oiled. Number two. The victorious church heals the brokenhearted because we're too oiled for emotional turmoil. In verse 18, he says, He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted. The world may be full of brokenness. The world may be full of divorce, but not in this church. The world may be full of betrayal, full of losses, mental health crises that rages like wildfires. There are suicides, addictions, depressions that grips the soul left and right. But we, the victorious church, we don't join the chorus of despair. We are too oiled to be broken. Psalms 147:3 says, the Lord heals the brokenhearted and He binds up their wounds. And since we are His body, that healing power flows through us right now. The joy of the Lord is our strength. And we have the peace that surpasses all understanding. I am too oiled to be brokenhearted. I am too oiled to be discouraged. I am too oiled to be despondent. I am too oiled. Slap your neighbor. Tell them you are too oiled. You are too oiled. You are too oiled to sit and cry. I had a conversation with somebody this week. I said to them, you do not have the luxury. I know it's painful. I know it's troubling. I know it's a struggle. It's difficult. But you don't have the luxury to sit and cry. You don't have the luxury to look like the world. You don't have the luxury to say, look at me and look at my pain. You are too oil. There is too much in you. There is too much word in your spirit for you to say that I must respond to the depression of the world with depression. You respond with the discouragement of this world with the word of God and with the anointing. Wars may rage, families may fracture, pandemics come and go, but God has been too good to His church. He has given us the Comforter, the Holy Spirit, who pours out rivers of living water. We are too oiled to drown in tears. Look at your neighbor, say, stop crying,
stop crying, stop crying. You are too oiled to drown in tears. You are too oiled to allow people's emotion to grip you. You are too oiled to allow fears to overtake you. You are too oiled. You are too oiled. You don't have the luxury. You don't have the luxury. Feel your pain for a moment, but after that you stand up. When the world scrolls through feeds of tragedy, we scroll through the promises of God. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. Church, take your rightful place as healers. Take your rightful place as a healer, because He has anointed me to heal the brokenhearted. You see, you are calling Him. He says, yes, your hands. Use your hands. Touch somebody that needs healing. Touch somebody that He let them speak to them the healing virtues of God. Touch somebody. You are called to be a healer. Lay hands on the sick. Speak life into dead situations. Watch hearts mend. We're not concerned with the troubles. We're commissioned to triumph over them. You are commissioned to triumph over trouble. Trouble cannot outweigh you and overpower you. You are commissioned. So shout with me. I'm too oiled for heartbreak. Now say to that broken heart, I know his name, her name, whatever it may be, but I am too oiled for heartbreak. The devil is a liar, and so are his demons. The devil is a liar, and so is the heartbreak. I forgive, I release, because I am called to heal. I forgive, I release, because I'm called to walk free. I release, I forgive, because he says, I am oiled to go and declare healing. God has been too good to you to cry over somebody that was not in his purpose. God is too good to you to cry over a job that didn't come. It was not his purpose. God is too good to you for you to be stuck in despair. He's too good. You are too oiled. Number three, the victorious church delivers the captives and sets at liberty the bruised, because we are too oiled for bondages and battles. To preach deliverance to the captives and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised, captives in prisons of sin, addiction, fear, blinded by deception, bruised by life's blows. The world offers therapy, medicine, self-help books, but they can't break chains. Only the anointed word of God and the church of the Most High God that carries that word into the world can break chains. We are too oiled to be captive ourselves. Whom the Son set free is free indeed. No demon, no devil, no scheme of the enemy can hold us down. We are more than conquerors. The troubles of this world, the political unrest, social injustices, spiritual darkness, they may swirl around us like storms, but we are too oiled to be shipwrecked. God has been too good to us. He delivered Daniel from the lion's den. He delivered Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego from the fiery furnace, and Paul and Silas from the prison and midnight praise. Why? Because the church is anointed for liberty. Touch your neighbor, tell them be free. Touch your neighbor, tell them walk in freedom. Touch your neighbor, tell them you are anointed for liberty. So we burst into prisons, both literal and figurative. We preach deliverance. We open blind eyes with the light of the gospel. We unbruise the battered with the balm of Gilead. Take your rightful place, church. We're not fighting for victory. We are fighting from victory. The battle is the Lord's, and the church is victorious. You are too oiled to be held captive. You are too oiled. Man, we are too anointed. We are too anointed to be kept in prison and bound with chains. The final point I want to raise is this: the victorious church proclaims the acceptable year of the Lord because we are too oiled for times and the tyrannical times of our day. Jesus says, verse 19, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. This is the year of Jubilee. Debts canceled, slaves freed, lands restored. Jesus declared it, and now it's our time to echo it. The world is bound by calendars of crisis, deadlines, doomsday, deadlines of despair. But the victorious church lives in the eternity of His word. We too oiled, listen to this, we too oiled to be rushed. And we are too oiled to be retarded by time. Time cannot stop us. God has been too good. He stopped the sun for Joshua, added years to Hezekiah's life. He promised us life more abundantly. I want you to catch this prophetic decree right now. That Lord, you are making the sun stand still for the sons and the daughters of Siloam. You are giving us the acceleration of time. You are giving us the grace of time. You are giving us the acceleration and the speed to overtake and to have what you are calling us into. Church, in this acceptable year, we decree it's time for restoration. We decree it's time for marriages. I yield right now under the sound of my voice in the name of Jesus. Prodigal sons and daughters are returning home now in the name of Jesus. Ministries and churches are exploding now in the name of Jesus. We are unconcerned with the world's ticking clock because our God is the Ancient of Days and He makes all things new. Take your seat at the head table. Take your seat at the head of the table. Take your seat at the head of the table. The eyes of the world may be fastened on chaos, but our eyes are fastened on Him who is eternal, Jesus the Christ, the author, the finisher of our faith. Tell somebody, I'm too oiled. 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 God has been good to me. God has been good to me. I have seen His goodness. I have seen His goodness. When I did not know how I was going to do it, how I would make it, God has been too good to me. I am too oiled to have the cares of this world overwhelm me. I am too oiled to have the troubles of this world overtake me. Sure. Shane, let's get ready. Stand with me, because I want us to pray. And I want us to have enough time. Are you ready? Let me stand here. They didn't make this for free. We are too. Look at your neighbor. Tell them you are too oiled. Come on, man. I can't be doing all the hard work here this morning. We are too. We are too oiled. We are too oiled. This time next year, three. Let's go to the next one.
I'm going to say you are too oil to fail. You're going to say, my horn is exalted with fresh oil. You are too oil to fail. Now, what do you need to do? You need to say, Lord, I am too oil to fail. Every failure of my life is turning around now in the name of Jesus. Every failure of my life, I don't answer to failure. I don't answer to mistakes. I don't answer to the things I used to do. My horn is exalted with fresh oil. I am too oil to fail. Next one, next one. Next one, you are too oil to be stopped. You are too oil to be stopped. Come on, I need a church that can say, I walk through every door of opportunity. I walk through every open door. I am too oil to be stopped. No demon, no devil, no concern of this world will stop my praise, will stop my worship, will stop my devotion. I am too oiled to be stopped. You are too oiled to break under pressure. You are too oiled to break under pressure. Look at your neighbor, ask him, do you have pressure? Tell them you are too oiled. Speak to your blood pressure. Say it comes under the alignment of heaven right now. Speak to your blood pressure. Whether it's high blood pressure, low blood pressure, it regulates now under the hand of the Lord, because you are too oiled to break under pressure. There may be pressure in your life, but you are too oiled. Next one. You are too oiled to live in lack. You are too oiled to live in lack. Heaven blesses you right now. Heaven opens the blessings upon you right now. You are too oiled to live in lack. You are too oiled to be ignored. You are too oiled to be defeated. You are too oiled to quit. Next one, next one, next one. You are too oiled to be ordinary. Touch your neighbor, you are too oiled to be ordinary. There is nothing ordinary about you. There is nothing ordinary about your life. There is nothing ordinary about the blessings and the anointing upon your life. You are too oiled to be ordinary. You are too oiled to miss your moment. You are too oiled to miss your moment. You are too oiled to be silenced. Testify, testify to somebody. Tell them, I am too oiled to be silenced. You cannot silence my worship. You cannot silence my praise. You cannot silence this testimony that's in my life. Look at me. Look at me. I am a testimony of the Lord's goodness. You are too oiled to stay small. You are too oiled to stay. You are too oiled to remain silent. What have you seen and heard that God is too good? What have you seen and heard that when I pray and call unto Him, He makes all things abound to me? You are too oiled to be barren. You are too oiled to be barren. If
every womb, touch every womb, spiritual and physical. It quickens with the productivity and the fruitfulness of heaven. The Lord says, you are too oiled to be barren. You will see productivity. You are too oiled to be stuck in the past. You are too oiled to be stuck in your past. You have been set free. You are too oiled to be shaken. You are too oiled to lose your inheritance. You are too oiled to die before your time. You are too oiled to die before your time. This is the year of opportunity. And we are too oiled to be stopped. Let the church say amen. Shout, shout, shout. Say, I am too oiled. I am too oiled. I am too oiled.